After a wet, cool summer and rainy October, the harvest came in late. Producers had to dry wet crops and, in rare cases, contended with mold. Bob Olson is the executive director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He says on the bright side, Wisconsin saw a very healthy yield and corn prices were double from 4 years ago. He's optimistic for the next year. For one, Olson says there's more credit available to farmers.
Generally, credit's not available. Small businesses, large businesses are having trouble getting credit. But farmers can go to farm credit associations or to their local farm banks and be able to deal with them.
Andy Benson, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, agrees that the overall yield was very good this year compared to 2008. He says demand is up, too, with over 50% of Wisconsin's soybean crop exported overseas. He says soybeans are going at about $10 a bushel, which he says isn't bad. But prices can fluctuate with the market.
You can never forecast the market. There's always an equal chance that it could go up or could go down. A lot depends on what South America does. A lot depends on where the price of corn goes. If the price of corn goes up, beans will follow.
Benson says soybean producers should consider locking in a price before next year's harvest for at least some of the crop to help ensure a decent return. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.